WRKEY today.
And everywhere in between. Boy, we're going to talk about a killer shark attack in Florida. Man, I was just about to go scuba diving, too. Speaking of shark attacks, it's getting nasty in the waters around the Beltway, but isn't it always? The latest on those 9/11 trials in New York. I had an interesting conversation today with somebody who lent a little insight, let's say. We're going to jump to that, too, in this first hour. But right from the get-go, it is Cutting Edge Wednesday. You know, we used to do this technology thing, and then we would combine it with people who do amazing things to make their businesses thrive or do something, let's call it out of the box. So we are back to out of the box, and we've got a great dentist that we're going to talk to right here at the top, Clint Herzog. He is a dentist in Dallas, Texas, where our mini studio is, and he's got an interesting thing that he does in his practice. Can you imagine? You go to the dentist, you're going to have a root canal, you're nervous beyond all get out. What if you could relax, sit there, and actually have a beer or a glass of wine before you have to go under and go through that root canal? I think it's an incredible idea. I think it's a novel idea, in fact. Now, they're not selling liquor, but they will serve you the beer and the wine. Hey, Clint, thanks so much for joining us here out of the gate on ATN.
Hey, glad to be here.
What, first of all, and that's right, it's beer and wine, right? It's not other spirits.
No, it's beer and wine, sometimes champagne.
Champagne, I like that idea. What what gave you the, what was the idea? What did the idea, how did that generate? What spurred that on?
You know, the idea came from patients. You know, for so many years I've been practicing dentistry and heard, hey, I hate going to the dentist office. I hate going to the dentist office. No offense, but I hate going to the dentist office. And finally, I turned to the patients and said, what do you want out of a dental experience? And through a list of several other things, this came up. You know, they said, why can't we have a drink before we go back? We're so nervous when we come. You have the nitrous, the laughing gas, and why can't we just have a drink? And I didn't see any reason against it, so we instituted it, and it's been a big hit.
How long have you been doing that in your practice since you decided to explore the idea?
We've been doing that for about 2 years, and it's just really caught a lot of buzz lately. Patients love it, and other dentists tend to scoff at it some, but we're more focused on what the patients, you know, have to say about it.
So with the patients like it, you've already described that and why you did it. But what about, and you say other dentists scoff at it, but from the standpoint of getting, let's call it in trouble, they can't really get you on anything because you're not selling it, right?
That's right. Yeah, we had a little visit from the state board last week, and they found that we were 100% in compliance and didn't have anything to say about it, really, so...
What did talk about the hygienist? What do they think about this? I think it's a great idea, but what was their reaction when you started to do this?
You know,
dental hygienist.
They really like it. I mean, the patients sit out there. A lot of times you have to wait at the doctor's office, and if you do happen to wait, if you hang out there and have a beer or two, and before you go back, and you're nice and relaxed, and the patients are a little more at ease, then, you know, it makes all of our jobs easier.
Of course, you probably have, like, a drink minimum, right? Like, if I thought it was happy hours and I went in there and said, oh, Clint, I got this problem with my tooth, you might say, well, Kate, yeah, you can't have that whole bottle of champagne, right?
Yeah, we're not going to let you empty the fridge, but, you know, we're gonna help you out and let you have a glass of wine while you wait, but, you know, we're not going to let you empty the fridge on us, so...
What in your practice, of course, you do everything, I'm sure, but what are the majority of people that come in? I describe root canal because that's so painful and scary to some people. It doesn't have to be painful, but it's always scary to people. Pulling, getting a tooth pulled, that kind of stuff. What do you find that most of the patients who come through the door when they decide they need a drink? Surely not for a regular visit, right?
You know, I mean, patients are really thrown off by it. A lot of times we're like, oh, really? You know, patients are really kind of caught off guard by the fact that when they enter the door, they're offered a beverage menu. And, you know, a lot of them would come at the end of the day and just use it as a way to take the edge off, whether they're super scared about the appointment or they just want to kind of take the edge off. I think even patients that respond well to the dentist office, or even if you're getting, you know, a treatment that's not necessarily super scary, it's a little nervous going in there and letting somebody else kind of take total control of your environment. And so, you know, patients kind of take advantage of no matter what kind of procedure, whether it's a root canal or wisdom teeth or something as easy as a cleaning. So patients tend to like it, though.
Do you think that we'll see more of your colleagues decide to do a similar thing? I mean, anywhere, anybody, you know, of course, we're a national show. A lot of people are listening to this in different parts of the country. Do you think we may see this spread?
You know, I think so. I don't see why not. Other industries have adapted the policy, and I really don't see why not. I think for a long time, dentistry's kind of been guilty of kind of doing it the same old way instead of really listening to what patients have to say about what they want out of their visit. And judging from the response of our patients, I would assume that other doctors are going to kind of follow suit.
Yeah, very cool idea. What seems to be the favorite of everybody? You said champagne, beer, wine. Is there one particular thing that you guys run out of all the time that everybody seems to drink?
You know, usually with the ladies, it's wine, and with the guys, we have quite an extensive beer collection selection to choose from. You know, we have a lot of patients have kids, and if they're there and having to wait on their kids, and a lot of the moms partake in a glass of wine, and that seems to be a big hit.
All right. I think it's, like I said, this is out of the box, so you fit right in there. I'll tell you what, if I have to have, I've got great teeth, but if I have to have a tooth pulled or something, I just recently had to have part of a root canal. I wish I had known about you. But I'll tell you what, if that happens again, I'm coming to your office, okay?
Good deal.
I love the idea. Dr. Clint Herzog, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight.
Hey, thank you.
He wins the award for innovative. I mean, no question about it. Can you imagine, Donovan, going to the dentist? You know, the hands are a little clammy. You're sitting there thinking, oof, like he said, just something to take the edge off. Can you imagine being served this menu and asked, would you just like a beer to calm your nerves?
Well, considering that I have an unfortunate tendency to talk a lot when I've been drinking, I think I wind up in the office with a lot of...
That's right. That's why I said that. Was there a minimum? Because I can imagine how it could get for some people if they sat there and had a few. But if they cut people off, then, you know, I'm assuming they're not going to wait that long. So they'll probably have maybe one beer or something. Absolutely. It is out of the box. Hey, coming up on this show, we also have We Can Count and the headers. That's when we look at the headlines from across the country, maybe in your neck of the woods. We're also going to talk about pay cuts affecting lots of different people, including some broadcasting folks, names that you might actually recognize. And I mentioned that killer shark attack in Florida. You know my fascination with the whole shark thing. Boy, we just had an attack that I was talking about the other day. That one in New Zealand, where they hit the shark with the board, with the body board, and the shark went away and the kids got out of the water. They were like waist deep. This is a different kind of deal. We'll talk about that and other things on the flip side here on ATN.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrid wheatgrass. ProtoGrow Grow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Peter Kratschnabel here from Midas Resources. Are you concerned about uncontrollable government spending? A banking system on the verge of collapse? Banks on the edge of being nationalized? Wall Street in continuous freefall? Scandal after scandal with hedge fund companies? If protecting your hard-earned savings or retirement fund is on your mind, the answer is simple. Secure your assets by purchasing gold and silver. Since President Nixon took us off the gold standard in 1971, the United States has been operating the longest-running fiat currency in the history of mankind. Gold has held its purchasing power for over 6,000 years. Contact me, Peter Kratschnabel, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. Once again, that's Peter at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. While you can still purchase gold with paper, that is 1-800-686-2237, extension 108.
Why is drinking pure high-alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Why the Attorney General, Eric Holder, has to go. It's a combination of things, all related to terrorism. I'm afraid that this guy is punting us back by at least a decade. First, though, here on ATN, a couple of odds and ends. I want to make sure that I give you the payoff on this story, although the payoff is a rather sad one. Remember the New Zealand story, the kids thought quickly. They were like 14 years old, boom, hit the shark with a boogie board and were able to get away, get out of the water. This is a different story. In this case, what we're talking about in Florida, sadly, is a man was killed by a shark in a rare fatal attack. And it happened in the waters off of a place called Stewart. What happened was he was kite surfing kind of south of that beach. I've actually been to that beach. And the sharks, they say sharks, plural, attacked him. A lifeguard was looking in his binoculars, spotted the guy floating about a quarter mile or so offshore in this unguarded stretch of ocean. And the lifeguard paddled to him on a rescue board, pulled the man away from the sharks and carried him back to shore. They did try to give him CPR and do whatever they could. Once he got to the hospital, of course, they pronounced him dead. And the people in that area swear, they say they've been there, the head lifeguard said he's been there 25 years and they've never, ever seen that kind of attack, that kind of a fatality. And I know during Shark Week on Discovery Channel, we've had people on and we've talked about it. And at the University of Florida, they've got that Museum of Natural History where they compile all the information. The International Shark Attack File is there. They compile where the attacks are and all that sort of stuff. So Palm Beach, Martin, and St. Lucie counties have all never had fatal shark attacks until this one, sadly. And there he was thinking, and he was fine. He knew the waters, they say, well. and he was surfing, and there was someone surfing near him, and then they saw several sharks. The day before, they saw several sharks, and he still went out there the next day, wasn't concerned about it. There's something about, I don't know, there's something about these guys that surf, whether it's kite surfing, whatever kind of surfing they do, I don't understand when somebody sees a bunch of sharks that doesn't scare you off for a while. But, yeah, hey, you grow up around it. So sharks have been gathering around the Palm Beach beaches recently, and it's kind of a deal that they do there. They do this chase of the bait fish thing. And they saw, even last week, they saw a hammerhead shark that was caught not too far where they found this guy. And they've got lemon and bull and hammerhead sharks. They see them off those beaches from time to time. And the Stewart Beach, they're saying, probably isn't going to be open on Thursday. But they haven't had a fatal attack there. Florida has the most unprovoked attacks, however, in the U.S. The total of attacks, 32 attacks, and surfers and windsurfers at the highest risk. They say nearly 57% of the reported attacks. That's exactly what they're doing. I don't know. Like I said, a different mindset. So this poor Stephen Howard Schaefer, just 38 years old, that's what happened to him, and they couldn't do anything to bring him back. They tried to do what they could, but it was too late. The sharks, plural, had already gotten to him. All right, we're going to turn to the weather as well. I got a couple of quick emails here. One from Ann, who says, Kate, you used to update us on the weather and tell us when there was wicked weather across the U.S., and you sort of stopped doing that. Give us the lowdown on what's happening out there. And then I got another one from Jake, who said, have you been looking at the map and seeing what's headed to the Midwest in particular, but even the South? So here's the deal. There's a big storm in a couple of, snowstorms that are gathering around the Ohio Valley, and they're talking about the Great Lakes and the Appalachians, the Mid-Atlantic area right near that Interstate 95. This is what I love. I checked on this earlier because I thought I misunderstood this, but schools are going to close, and some flights are already canceled. Roads are already getting ready to be closed in Virginia, Maryland, Delaware, and northwestern North Carolina because they think that there's going to be snow, slush, and icy spots. When I was a kid, why couldn't they do that in anticipation of this? We had to wait till the day of. There could be a blizzard, and we would get up at 6 o'clock in the morning to hear that little school number with the thousands of others announced on the radio, so we knew we didn't have to go to school. Now they're closing it. They just know. They're looking at the map, and they know it's going to be some kind of a combination of all those things, but enough snow that they would cancel, and especially with the threat of all of that ice. But some of the disruptions, that was the Northeast I told you about. Some of the disruptions in some of the other areas, Omaha, Des Moines, Kansas City, I know people are listening to us in these areas, St. Louis, Indianapolis, Dayton, Pittsburgh, and even now the Philadelphia area, New York City. Also, I left those out before, but they're talking about a pretty big possibility of those places being in the heart of the storm. So they're going to start with this wet snow, then it'll become a blizzard, and they'll have the winds that increase, that gives you those blizzard conditions. Then you'll have the cold air. Then the freeze-up, the blowing, the drifting. So there you go. There's your AccuWeather forecast. How about that? So never let it be said that we don't talk about the weather on this show. I'm just bummed that these snowstorms that are going for these areas, the kids nowadays have schools closed ahead of time. I mean, haven't they ever heard of systems blowing over? But if the school's closed, the school's closed. Hey, speaking of blowing over, this is the blunder of the day. I wanted to see how he handled this, but Rahm Emanuel's in some hot water. Not just for some sticky situations politically, and not for health care reform, none of that kind of stuff. The thing that got Rahm Emanuel in trouble is the Special Olympics are not happy with some comments that he made. In fact, the Special Olympics chairman, Tim Shriver, did accept Rahm Emanuel's apology. Most of the people connected to the organization are furious. This is what he did. He made a statement where he called liberals retarded. And that's now, I mean, that is like the bad buzzword. It's, you know, mentally challenged and whatever. There are more sensitive ways to describe it. So that is a no-go, especially in political circles. So this became... I know. Rahm Emanuel, what happened to you? I know. And they were trying to just kind of put a clamp on the controversy that this was reported. They call it a, you know, this old school use of the word. And Rahm called a bunch of people and just tried to do whatever he could to put the brakes on it. And, yeah. Now, this was the interesting thing. I said that Tim Shriver accepted the apology. The White House pumped the word out that the apology was accepted. In fact, I believe I said that just briefly in News and Notes, I said that. Well, now it turns out that the Vice President for Communications at the Special Olympics says that this is inaccurate. It was, in fact, reported in Politico and a couple of other spots that Shriver didn't accept the apology, that he can't do that. He can't accept an apology on behalf of all the people with disabilities, which that kind of makes sense because, you know, he might be the chairman. But as an overall entity, that could be dicey for him to do that. So Shriver had simply said he was willing to continue the conversation with the chief of staff. And they did not, quotes, accept the apology. He did meet with six disability advocates, apologized again and again for using the word, promised to sign an online pledge to end the use of the word. That's how far he went. That he's going to sign an online pledge to do that. He also promised to examine congressional legislation that would remove the word from federal law. So the use of the word retarded, him just throwing it out there, it's gone that much further because of him saying that they're going to actually extract it from language. Isn't that interesting? They have the word Negro on the U.S. Census forms, which has made a lot of people uncomfortable. Of course, how many millions of dollars do they spend to print up these forms? And they're not retracting the forms that will say that. When we get those forms in the mail in March, you'll see a box that says that. And there was no sensitivity, I guess, when they sat and planned that out. And yet, at the same time, the use of the word retarded, they're trying to come up with legislation striking the word from federal law and then actually pledging, signing online to end the word and to make a big push to end that word as well. 800-259-5791 if you want to throw in your 2 cents. Coming up next, we go after Eric Holder here on America Tonight.
Have you ever needed something but you forgot? You know, some of our Life Change Tea customers forget to order, and then they ask us for some rush shipping. What if it was automatic? You know, no gimmicks, just your product smooth sailing to you automatically. And what if there was free tea? In AutoShip, there's some free tea, so call us for details. That's 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our AutoShip program has no lock-ins, and you can cancel at any time. Free tea, if AutoShip be. So call us. There's no better way to jumpstart your health. Look us up at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have your house payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? You need help from MortgageFraudExaminers.com. To stop the housing crisis, Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages. The trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you get the leverage you need to turn things around. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages are legally deficient. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. It's like CSI for your home loan. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating when faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. Find out how MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you. Visit MortgageFraudExaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Between you and your ambition, I am a poster girl with no poster. I am 32 flavors and then some, and I'm beyond your peripheral vision. So you might want to turn your head, cause someday you are gonna get hungry and eat most of the words you just said.
That's nice. I love that bumper music. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, the name of the show, America Tonight. If you just tuned in and you've never heard the show before, once during the show, in the 4 hours we have, we do a thing called Let's Head to the Headers. It means headlines across America. If you have any headlines you want to share what's in your local newspaper, send them to me at americatonight.net. While we still have newspapers, as I like to joke. Let's go to Detroit first. Speaking of having trouble with newspapers, Detroit Free Press. Here's the headline. Granholm, new diverse Michigan economy ahead. On Wednesday, the Gov said she laid the groundwork for that new economy she's talking about to leapfrog, in her words, not mine, but not abandon the state's bedrock to the auto industry. Yeah, boy, it has been so tough. In Detroit, so many people just got up and left, just left their homes, said, forget about it, we can't do it. Part of this whole new diverse new economy and what she's saying is looking for other ways, obviously, to make money in the state of Michigan, and specifically how hard it's been in Detroit. She's saying small businesses create that economy that way and depend less on the manufacturing. We have to create a new Michigan and look for things like life sciences, bioeconomy, medical devices, homeland security, film and tourism. So she had her eighth and final State of the State address, and that's what she focused on. And she promised scholarship programs and pushed for more money to fix and build the roads. Ugh. I have a lot of friends that live in Michigan, and we have many friends that listen to us on America Tonight that live in Michigan, tell us how tough it is, and a lot of the nooks and crannies, too, not just Detroit. All right, so we move from the Detroit Free Press and go in a completely different direction out west to Boulder, Colorado. This from the Daily Camera. And the headlines there include this one: Boulder Toyota dealership equipped to repair gas pedals. That's good news. Boulder's only Toyota dealership got its first shipment, they said, of the postage stamp-sized pieces of steel that they need to fix the sticky accelerator pedals on the eight models of cars that were recalled by Toyota last month. So they're on top of it, and they're ready to fix whatever they have to fix with the demand there. And there were a lot of people, apparently, who had Toyotas. This was another headline: medical marijuana survey. Nearly half think rules well balanced. And what that's about is there are a lot of people that are divided on how far the city of Boulder should go to regulate medical marijuana dispensaries. And they released the results of this online survey they had been doing about how they feel about the pot being grown and sold in Boulder. Certainly not the only city that does that. There are other cities having similar surveys. And they had a picture of somebody measuring the marijuana out and selling the marijuana. It looked kind of funny. It looked like a legal drug deal going down. And part of what they talk about in it, they say, of course, it's non-scientific. They had 700 people who responded and threw out their thoughts, and they were concerned. They wanted to make sure that the dispensaries were 500 feet away from schools and licensed daycare centers, and that they aren't allowed to open in areas that already have three or more dispensaries within 500 feet, or to operate in any kind of a residential zone. So that kind of makes sense, the buffer, of course. So we move from Boulder to Philadelphia, my hometown. The Philadelphia Inquirer, this paper that I grew up with, somehow it is surviving. They have had layoffs and tough times, but they're still printing the rag. Christie Advisors, this is a headline, Christie Advisors call for tough new school rules. And they're talking about the governor, Governor Christie. And there's something that he wants to do that's gotten people upset. And the transition is they're recommending expanding the number of charter schools and reevaluating hundreds of education regulations and then somehow tightening the eligibility for high school students applying to the New Jersey STARS college tuition program. When they took a look at their budget, they felt as though the qualifications were too lax. They needed to make it harder to be able to get that to get the help for the tuition. So there are plenty of people that aren't thrilled with that. Also, there was another headline. This was an interesting one. I think that you'll all relate to. Parking Authority releases list of top scuffles or not scuffles mistakes. And that's a big difference, huh? And one of the things that they talk about is that employees at companies do stupid things, parking illegally. They talked to this one guy who had employees at his knife sharpening company who park illegally, but they've done it for, he says, 90 years. They zip in and out of the city restaurants. It's tough to park there, a lot of one-way streets. And then, you know, they're just picking up dull blades, and then they're replacing them with the other blades for all the restaurants and whatever. So what's happened is they're pretty tough on parking there. They go along and they slam those boots on, and the booting adds $150 to whatever your ticket is. Oh, has that ever happened to anyone listening? Have you ever come out of somewhere and then there's a boot on your car? I would die. I know I told this story one time on the air. The worst thing car-wise that ever happened to me is I had a car stolen when I was at a charity event. Came out, and it's that feeling that, boy, have I lost my mind. I thought I knew where it was a big parking lot. I thought I knew where I parked. But this cannot be. I cannot be thinking that my car has vanished. Man, I'm telling you. I probably lost 5 pounds walking around that parking lot thinking that I had messed up and I didn't park where I thought I parked and it was stolen. But I never, ever have gotten a boot on a car. And I know that's a huge hassle and who wants that expense, obviously. So we go from Philadelphia to Miami, where it's a lot warmer. And they're hoping they don't have rain for the Super Bowl. And here's a couple of headlines. You know, the whole Super Bowl thing's going on. But surprisingly, that was kind of, they talk about they have a little symbol of the Super Bowl on the paper. But they're talking about a couple of other things, like shelter for now, making problems for later. And that story is about the scramble to build shelters to protect Haiti's earthquake victims from the rains. But it's likely that the tents and the little lean-tos they have are going to become permanent slum housing. So there are a lot of Haitians in Miami, and they're concerned about relatives, so it's not surprising that would be a top headline there. And so what do they come up with for this interim thing, and ultimately, what are they going to do in the long term to get better housing for the people who are homeless and who can't, they're right, when the rains come, they can't live in those situations. And then there was this other one, ACLU to sue Miami Beach. This story is about the ACLU of Florida saying two Miami Beach cops yelled nasty things at a gay tourist and falsely accused him of trying to break into cars after he witnessed them kicking and punching a handcuffed man at a park there. And this is actually a pretty big case. You go from that ACLU case to this other one that's very big, and it's in Broward County, and the headline is Amid Public Corruption, a Watchdog is Weighed. And they're talking there about Miami-Dade's Inspector General, who urged the county to create this agency 10 years ago, but it was ignored until, of course, and he kept going after them, until they had a series of scandals, and they've been reported all over the place, including, you know, some of the things that have happened, things that don't hold up. They're talking about federal corruption charges for some of the commissioners taking money and money laundering. In fact, one of them pled guilty to money laundering in December and could get 5 years in prison. And so I guess the commission especially is riddled with a lot of that. They're accused, some of them are accused of taking bribes. So a big, 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 big story out of Miami. Hey, coming up, we move from the headers to news you can abuse. Also, this day in history and the all-important birthdays. We have an interesting list of birthdays this time around. I have a feeling that you'll probably recognize more names than you've ever. I'm going to make a big, bad prediction. More names on this list than you've ever, ever recognized in the past. How's that? So stay tuned. We'll see. We'll see if I can hold up that end of the bargain. That and more coming up around the bend on ATM.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Everything around me moved. Got nervous when you looked my way, but you knew all the words to say. And your love slowly moved right in.
Kind of like this techno music. I feel like I'm in a bar down under. That's more of a British accent, right? I don't know. Maybe in Sweden, Christina can attest to that. Hey, everybody. Hope you're happy wherever you are, warm, safe, and et cetera, et cetera. Time for the fun stuff. News you can abuse, plus birthdays in this day in history. I guess this wasn't fun, but I'm going to put this on the list. It's, I don't know. This is kind of funny. This works for news you can abuse. There was a teenager who was auctioning her virginity online. I can't even say it with a straight face, if you can see my face. She's auctioning her virginity online for tuition. And this is from New Zealand, this story. She says she auctioned herself online for $32,000, and the reason she did it was to raise tuition money. And she didn't break any laws, but couldn't it be a little bit risky for her to follow through on the deal, for one? It was an anonymous sort of thing, 19 years old. She put it up to the highest bidder on the website, www.ined.conz, under the name Unigirl. She was saying, again, she's using the money to pay for her tuition. She said in a post that more than 30,000 people have viewed her ad and 1,200 made bids before she accepted an offer of the $32,000. I don't know, boy. I think that could be pretty risky. The website owner says the site's policy, that's okay, as long as the ad was legal and didn't offend the general standards of society, it's okay. Prostitution is legal in New Zealand under laws that are pretty liberal, much more liberal than other countries. So prostitution among consenting adults is allowed in brothels and on the streets, and there are sexual services that are in print ads and online. All that stuff is legal. But how safe is this for the Unigirl? She might have gotten her college tuition, I guess, $33,000. How about this story? A principal is suspended over a sarcastic letter. And I don't know that I don't think we talked about this on America Tonight. And an Arizona school principal penned this sarcastic letter that chided parents for children who were either too lazy or too stupid to complete their assignments in class. And the principal was suspended after it was mistakenly sent home. She went further in the letter, said the math we do is really, really easy. If your child is either lazy or stupid or can't finish it in class, I'm sending it home so you can work with them and judge for yourself whether it's laziness or they're idiots that inhabit your child's progress. Ooh. So Ron Sturr, who is the Litchfield Elementary School principal, had to call every parent individually to apologize and take responsibility. The letter was sent home January 26th with second graders, and it had passages about students students with peanut allergies and emotional problems stemming from puppy deaths. Wow. It's so surprising they're hanging on to this guy. He must have written it. They're saying he wrote it as a joke and that unfortunately it went out in mass distribution. How do you write that as a joke and it goes out and you don't know it? Are you kidding me? What was he thinking? I don't get it. I don't get it. All right, so we move from those stories to one. Oh, I got two more for you. This from New Mexico. Authorities in New Mexico say they found 400 pounds of pot. Yeah, so guess where it was hidden? In a load of cat food. They found the pot during a routine truck inspection. The load was picked up in California, was headed to Atlanta. The driver, a 38-year-old from Hempstead, Texas, was busted and turned over to the DEA. I guess they thought they wouldn't figure it out, but somehow they did. They didn't discuss how they figured it out. Okay, here's another one that's interesting. You know the laws that they can't enforce? L.A. health folks say they can't be condom cops. Of course they can't. They told the county board of supervisors there's not much they can do to repair or require porn stars to use condoms during X-rated productions. The public health director says a porno can be shot just about anywhere, and he added that makes porn shoots pretty impossible to regulate. The L.A.-based AIDS Healthcare Foundation is calling for mandatory condoms in X-rated productions, but the foundation has been unsuccessful in getting a court order requiring condoms. Of course, because he's right. How in the world could you ever enforce that? And the answer is you absolutely could not. So let's go to this day in history. Can you believe February 4th? Yeah. I'm going to stop saying, can you believe? Time moves fast. We know it. That's how it is, I guess. But I thought it was just Christmas. I thought I just took down the Christmas tree. I don't know. In 1901, Captain Jinx of the Horse Marines opened in New York City, marking the first time that Ethel Barrymore received billing as a star, a relation to Drew Barrymore. In 1938, the play Our Town by Thornton Wilder opened in the Big Apple. The play was a Pulitzer Prize winner for the writer. That hung around for a really long time. Sometimes they revive that. In 1969, 33-year-old John Madden became head coach of the NFL's Oakland Raiders. In his first season, he took the Raiders to a 12-1-1 record, earned them a spot in the AFC Conference Championship game. He went on to become the youngest head coach in the modern NFL era to win 100 games in his first 10 seasons and went on to incredible stardom, as we all know, in the broadcasting world. He had the, they call it a Q rating. He had the highest Q rating of anyone for a very, very long time. This is sad. In 1983, singer Karen Carpenter died at her parents' house. Do you remember that? She had heart failure. It was caused by chronic anorexia. Her death at the age of 32 brought about more public awareness of the disease, so that was the one good thing, I guess. And we know what that is, the whole loss of appetite brought on by, they're describing it as mental illness. And sadly, it still is a huge problem in this country. How about this one? In the year 2000, a couple of films hit the U.S. theaters that you might remember. Scream 3, Neve Campbell was in it, Courtney Cox, Arquette, I saw that, David Arquette, Parker Posey was in it. Then there was a comedy, Gunshy. Didn't see this one, but boy, there was a lot of stars in it. Liam Neeson, Oliver Platt, Sandra Bullock was in it. Now Sandra Bullock nominated for her first Oscar, but not for that movie, certainly. Let's move on to birthdays. Can we have some music, please, maestro? Yeah, I like the Beatles rendition of this. It's the best one, isn't it? That'd be a good thing to play at a surprise party, I've always thought. So it is February 4th. Who is celebrating a birthday? Oscar De La Hoya. Ring a bell. Ring a bell, anyone? Professional boxer. Olympic gold medalist. 1992. 37 years old. Lawrence Taylor. New York Giants linebacker. He was an incredible linebacker. Also got in trouble for drugs. But everybody's back in love with LT once again. And that's all gone away. Alice Cooper. Celebrating his 62nd birthday. They call him a shock rock singer, at least he was in the day. School's out, fun, you know that song. Alice Cooper is actually a pretty good golfer, too. That's what he does now. Dan Quayle, remember Dan Quayle? Vice president under George Bush, 63 years old. David Brenner, the comedian, 74 years old. He's on HBO now. They just had a special with him. Betty Friedan, author of The Feminine Mystique. 89 years old. If he were still alive today, Charles Lindbergh, 108 years old. He made the first solo airline flight across the Atlantic in 1927. Happy birthday to all of you celebrating out there listening to us on America Tonight, and a big thanks to Donovan Madsen for his work on the technicals. See ya.
I know nothing. Nothing.